Our next guest has worked as a director, writer, and actor in Vancouver and across the country. She's the recipient of the 2011 Ray Mitchell Prize for Outstanding Body of Work by an Emerging Director, and in 2010 received the Simonovich Protégé Prize. With her theater company, The Chop, she's been involved in the creation of three shows previously seen at the Belfry, including Kismet 1 to 100, How to Disappear Completely, and Through the Gaze of a Navel, making her Belfry Mainstage directorial debut. Please welcome Anita Rochon.
Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. What was your first reaction when Michael approached you with this project, Alice Munro Stories?
It was a very similar reaction that I have when I've had the opportunity to direct other great works of literature, specifically Shakespeare, where I immediately feel like, how will I ever live up to what's the bar that has been set? So it was a challenge that I continue to feel incredibly grateful for, but it was a very Shakespearean or Chekhovian moment.
And how did you go about the first challenge, I think, which was to pick the stories?
Well, Michael and Aaron and I set about reading a lot of the stories to see which two would complement each other. We landed on Differently First, because of its incredible core story, its dramatic story in there, and of course its setting in Victoria, and so then it became which story will complement Differently, hopefully set in Ontario, and hopefully that has a very different tone. So that's how we landed upon Save the Reaper, which Aaron found and said, I think this will be a nice complement. So it. They pair, they're very, very different, and that felt like an exciting offering for the audience.
Now, without giving away any spoilers, I wonder if you can tell us briefly about each story, about Differently and Speak the Reaper.
Save the Reaper.
Save the Reaper.
I'll start with that one. So Save the Reaper is about an older woman who reconnects with her daughter, who she has a strained relationship with her daughter. And after 5 years of not seeing each other, they have a little summer vacation in Ontario. And one day she takes her daughter's grandchildren out on a drive. And through a series of incidental events, she ends up in a very strange house with very strange and scary things happening. And so she's there with these two little children and has to navigate an entirely alien experience. So it's quite creepy, it's quite profound, and examines this complicated relationship between a mother and daughter. And Differently, is about a woman who reconnects with an old friend and then reflects upon a friendship that broke up around a marriage that broke up around an affair.
You are staging these stories word for word, is that correct?
That's right.
And how do you do that?
Well, we took very different approaches with both pieces. It was important to me to help give the audience the information that we, you know, beyond reading it in the program, this is going to be word for word. So in one of the pieces, it was very interesting to hear Sheila talk about your mother reading to her friend. In one of the pieces, we've set it in a hospital room where there's a sick woman in bed, and her partner reads to her to help pass the time, and so that's Differently. And as the story is being read to her, the story takes over. So, you know, you see the book in his hands, and it's through the act of reading and imagination that the story takes over. Whereas with Save the Reaper, we took a very different immersive approach, more stylistic, more theatrical, where there's shared narration between the whole ensemble.
Was that intimidating, the idea of putting these stories word for word on stage?
Yes. but theater is a spoken art form, so it didn't feel impossible. It just felt like finding the right element of the story, finding the core element in the story that would inform the form of the piece. So really trying to find the kernel that was in there that would help, and then finding a context that would help that, a context that would help the central questions of the story emerge and be clear for an audience.
Now, your career as a director involves working on both established classics, as you mentioned, and the creation of new plays as well, as I mentioned in the introduction. Can you tell us a bit about how you approach these very different types of theater?
Making new work is so different, and taking on a classic is very different in terms of what you're paying attention to. With a classic work, you're taking a lot of time to make sure the language is clear, make sure the story is clear, which has been the same process with these two stories. But always it's about finding those central questions, the kernel idea, and finding the way to best support those. So in that way, it's similar. It's just, what's the heart? What's the heart here? And how can we translate that heart to the audience?
Is this a bit of both, though, the Alice Munro stories? Because you've got her word for word, these great stories from one of the world's great writers, but you are creating the staging of it. I wonder if it's a bit of both.
It is a bit of both, yeah. But in there is the kernel. Yeah. In some ways, it's like a new play, because though we're taking the story word for word, we have to decide who's saying what and how are we dividing that up. And so part of the rehearsal process has been about, if somebody, say, Jenny is speaking this line, and then it's passed off to Jerry, how do we follow the narrative through who is speaking what? And in a piece like Save the Reaper that is episodic with a number of scenes, how do we share the narration in a way that's going to make the story as clear as possible?
Your theater company, The Chop, as I mentioned, has presented three plays at the Belfry: Kismet 1-100, Through the Gaze of a Navel, and How to Disappear Completely. Could you tell us a bit about The Chop Theater, how it came to be and what its mandate is?
Sure. So we're a company that's been around for 10 years. I run it with a woman named Amelia Symington Fetty, and we began because we wanted to produce our own work. We had a lot of ideas. We had a lot of passion to put stuff on stage, and no one would hire us. No, I'm just kidding. So we just made our own company. It was just the shortcut to do what we want, how we wanted it. And what we were really interested in and continue to be interested in is real stories and using biographical elements to create our plays. So we say that we experiment with authenticity. So sometimes that means having non-performers on stage, like when we brought How to Disappear Completely here, there was Itai Erdal, who's a lighting designer. He's not an actor, but the work was about crafting the story so that he's a remarkable storyteller and with an important story to tell. And sometimes that means taking a biographical element and then writing something like an immersive yoga show, which was Through the Gaze of a Navel, which we did here. So how do we create the right fun container around a biographical element?
I want to come back to Alice Munro's stories finally. What do you hope audiences take away from this play?
That's always such an interesting question, because I obviously have no control over the experience that an audience will have other than what we can offer. My hope is that the audience has two very different experiences with these two very different stories. And perhaps our most important challenge, or our most significant challenge, is that these two stories live up to the imagination of the audience, because it's such a powerful thing to read a story and to then imagine what that story is. And when you stage that story, when you say, this is that person, you limit all the other possibilities, and yet you specify and you make these decisions around what that story could be. So I hope that these two stagings live up to the imagination of the audience.
Anita, thank you. Thank you for joining us at Before Play. Anita Rochon directs Alice Munro Stories at the Belfry Theatre.